This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Pakistan's prime minister now says that 20 million people are affected by the country's catastrophic floods. More than 2 weeks of monsoon rains have killed 1,600, left millions homeless, and created a humanitarian crisis. Now there's a health crisis. Officials have reported the first case of cholera, which can spread quickly in the flood-ravaged areas where the water has been contaminated. As UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon arrived to survey the damage, the United Nations said more than 6 million people have not had access to any relief. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in the southern Punjab, where floodwaters have forced the evacuation of whole villages. And Julie, can you describe what it's like where you are?
Well, the victims here from the flooding, they're crammed into muddy camps, the lucky ones. They're queuing up in long lines late into the night for what are really meager rations. Others are sleeping under the skies with virtually no protection, Leanne, from the relentless rain and sickness. And keeping epidemics in check is now a huge challenge. These waterborne diseases, as you mentioned, can easily erupt. Millions of people don't have access to decent food, clean water, or medicine. And the World Food Program says that 8 million people have been affected here in the southern Punjab. Southern Punjab is the cotton belt of Pakistan, along with their homes that were washed away were millions of acres of crops. The World Bank estimated $1 billion of crops have been ruined. So this is a country that's battling electricity shortages and a Taliban militancy waiting to exploit the whole disaster, and now this disaster.
This is Pakistan's worst natural disaster, and there have been complaints about the way the government has responded. How does the relief effort look to you from there?
Well, it's a combination here, from what I can see, of the army, international NGOs, the government, private individuals. But when you come away with it, Leanne, and step back, you see it's simply not well coordinated. The disaster has overwhelmed the capacity of any government. That's what you keep hearing. But in the absence of the government, individual citizens are delivering the food. They're trying to supply the medicine. I met a group of mechanics from another district who left their jobs, loaded up their truck, raised money, and they're ferrying food to people who are cut off in these islands of land. They're surrounded by water. And I drove with them through these flooded waters where they were greeted by this huge semicircle of men and women and children who were sitting around waiting to break their fast. It's Ramadan here. Fasting is a challenging thing in normal times, but in filthy conditions, and they were holding up bottles of drinking water, their tap water was filthy, it's an even bigger challenge. The World Food Program says they've only been able to reach about 10,000 people. The need is much greater than that. The army has reached 60,000 people here in the southern Punjab. It says it's sheltering them, and that's burnished its image in contrast to the government, which, as you mentioned, is suffering.
Could there be political fallout for President Asif Ali Zardari and his government?
Well, you know, there is this. He was here touring the region. He's the object of deep scorn for having left as the flooding began for Europe. People said, well, he was vacationing, we're drowning. It's described as Zardari's Katrina. But that said, he's a figurehead president, Leanne. He's not the administrator. That's the job of the prime minister. But the image of the president, figurehead or not, vacationing in Europe while floods raged back home has ignited a fury that could have serious repercussions politically.
And briefly, what's the U.S. doing to contribute?
The U.S. moved a lot of manpower and money in here. There's a U.S. amphibious ship anchored off of Karachi. It's ferrying helicopters to people, rescuing them, delivering aid. This is an opportunity for the United States to burnish its image in a country where there's huge anti-American sentiment raging. And, of course, the United States is deeply concerned. It's a delicate time for Pakistan. The Americans are fully aware of the need to make sure it doesn't become even more destabilized by virtue of this unprecedented flooding.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Pakistan. Julie, thanks.
Thank you.